What is the evolution of the kitchen alarm clock radio? Do the newer models differ from the older ones in construction? How is the tuning, display, power supply implemented? Here, I will try to demonstrate this using the example of two kitchen radio receivers from different periods. Let's start with the older one, URB693A. The URB693A features a large 7-segment LED display and mechanical scale. The radio can operate in alarm clock and timer mode. A glance at the underside reveals that the whole thing only plays in mono mode. You can also see the battery slot for keeping time. Nameplate. Let's take a look inside. The first thing that strikes the eye is the classic mains transformer. There is no switching power supply here. Apart from that, there is the already mentioned mechanical scale, a single speaker, and a single-sided PCB. You can also see the screws secured to prevent loosening in transit. The display is controlled by the LM8560. Separately is the KA22425D chip, an AM/FM radio controller, fully analog. The LM8560 handles push buttons, display, and timing. Timing is clocked by the frequency of the mains through a transformer, and, in the event of a power failure, is sustained by the battery through a simple RC generator. The LM8560 can switch the radio on and off when used as an alarm clock. Silvercrest SKR800C3, a newer radio, also with backup, but already stereo, and with an additional light. Plaque. The first change inside is the replacement of the mains transformer by a lighter, cheaper, and more efficient switching power supply. In this case, it is based on the SW2604A circuit. This is a flyback converter driver integrated together with a keying transistor. The feedback is taken from the secondary side via an optocoupler. I even see a noise filter on the primary side. Many manufacturers omit it. TL431 in the role of reference voltage hides at the bottom of the PCB. It's now time for the PCB proper. There is one, but a single-sided one anyway. What strikes the eye immediately is the encoder, something like a digital potentiometer. Instead of changing the resistance, it generates pulses, which the microcontroller reads. The microcontroller itself is here the CACHIP69F32L3. It controls the LCD display directly, so it must have a built-in controller, and it also handles the buttons. Separately, we only have the radio circuit. The C9636 is a single-chip AM/FM/SW/LW/RDS receiver with stereo function. It is digitally controlled via I2C. Below is a detailed specification from the manufacturer. There are still two pieces of 82A audio amplifier left, right next to the speakers. Catalog note. Summary. Although both devices belong to the same equipment category, the design differences between them are very clear. The most noticeable changes are power supply. The heavy mains transformer used in the older model has been replaced by a lightweight and more efficient switching power supply, flyback topology. Audio track. The older receiver only offers mono sound, while the newer model already supports stereo. Degree of digitalization. The older unit uses a simple analog AM/FM radio path, working with a clock chip, LM8560. The newer model is dominated by digital electronics. The radio receiver is integrated in a single chip, C9636, controlled via an I2C interface, and offering functions such as RDS or automatic station search. In addition, there are clear differences in the way information is handled and presented. Tuning. The mechanical tuning on the older model was replaced by digital control using an encoder. Display. A more energy-efficient LCD was used instead of the LED display. The whole thing shows well the direction of development of this type of equipment, from simple, analog designs to highly integrated, digitally controlled systems with greater functionality and convenience of use. The question is, which radio was better? I leave it to you to decide.